Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's look back to Friday when Ken was on assignment. So yeah. It was Ben versus Jason.
There we go, Ben.
Trevor Rogers records an out in the seventh. He did not. Six complete innings. Both you guys fell back. O's split the four-game series against the Yankees. They did not. They won one. Both you guys fell back. Jake Browning goes over his 231.5 passing yard total. Not close. 140 yards.
It's a rough day for him.
I need a 170.
Jason, you bounced back. You thought 238. Ben, you fell back. Thought 204 and said Chase Brown would have a monster game.
Ooh.
Ben gets the point. But Chase Brown, 10 carries for 3 yards.
That is a monster game.
It was a rough game for the Bengals. All the way around.
When I think of a monster, he told no lies.
Time out. When I think of monsters, I think scary. That's a scary game.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good call, Ben.
That's like a scoregami for running backs. That is a monster game. He called a scoregami.
If you add two touchdowns, by the way, if you add two touchdowns to that, that's Jerome Bettis at the end of his career every week. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers throws for over 227.5 yards, not even close, 139.
Oof.
Both you guys fell back. Jason, you thought 212. Drake May throws for over 228.5 yards. He did, 268. Ben bounced back. 243 is what Ben thought. Jason, you fell back.
268? Is that what you said?
243. He threw for 268. He threw for 268.
So close.
But Jason, you said that he would run for 40 or more yards. He did. 7 carries for 49 yards.
Listen to his voice. Well, you surprised. You actually got that one right.
Well, you don't get the point.
Nor am I asking for it. I know how the game's played.
Yeah. Well,
Ben's kicking your ass
He's wiping me up. I'm brainwashed.
Ramondre Stevenson rushes for over 45.5 yards.
Who cares about him? Why are you putting
four
him
carries,
in bounce back,
18
back?
Yards. Ben, you fell back. Jason, you bounced back.
Why is there so much of this game in that? Like, who cared about that game?
Bone did.
Why did you put that in? I should have got on you in real time.
It was a Steelers game. That's why I put it in.
But it wasn't like a standalone window.
The Ravens didn't play that weekend. Yes. I included the entire AFC North, and I included Mahomes.
And it's going damn well. It's going pretty damn well.
Yeah, it makes sense, Bone. Chat with your chest.
And not to mention, the Steelers were giving up over 200 yards rushing every single week.
Industries over here being wined and dined in Oklahoma. He's got a lot to say about it.
They were giving up over 200 yards rushing every single week.
Say it with your chest, Bone.
They have a horrible defense.
Helicopter boy over here.
The question. Jerk. Patrick Mahomes.
Nice.
Is the Chiefs leading rusher? Because he was the first 2 weeks. He was not.
That hurt.
Pacheco had 45 yards. Mahomes, Oofa. 5 carries for 2 yards. Of course, those being kneel downs.
Chase Brown.
Both you guys fell back. Ben Hall swept the board.
Come on.
Ben.
He went 7 for 7.
Including a Chase Brown. You should get homer. I called that shot.
I say Ben plays it for me. I say I sit this out.
He swept the board.
I think he should get to play the Ginger Gorilla.
Okay. I'm
you
cool
up for that belt?
I'm
Ben?
Down.
You
want to I'm down.
Sit it out.
It's not often someone
I'm going
goes
to bathroom.
It's not often someone goes 7 for 7.
It's Elway
Ben.
Jason, you got 4. So
who cares?
He demolished you.
That's a Malmo
swept
event
the board
right
like
it's a Malmo brainwash.
What was our guy I like to sweep the board?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
I miss him. Yeah. I miss him. He's all crazy. Right. Let's get a couple O's in before the Thursday night game. Book of the Bone, Tyler Wells tonight. His over-under out total, 16.5, so 5 2/3. He has done so in each of his last two starts. We're going to start with Ben because he swept the board. Ben.
I want to go over. I don't like how pitchers are being used right now, but I do think Wells has been good, and they want to continue to stretch him a little bit.
Yeah, and it's his last start of the year, so might as well, and he's been good. So, yeah, I'll bounce back on that one, Bone.
Slim Povich, he is starting tomorrow. He records, this is a combo platter here.
Oh, I like that.
5 strikeouts and allows 3 earned runs or fewer. He's done so in 4 of his last 6 starts.
I'm going to fall back, Bo.
Ben?
Bounce back, fall back, parlay.
It's a rare parlay. Yeah, we're throwing it in this week.
I'm going to fall back.
What's the Book of Bone have that at?
Orioles 1 win away from winning this series over the Rays. Ben, they do so. They win one of these next 2.
I'm going to bounce back. They're going to take this series here tonight.
I'm with Beltway Ben. I think Tyler Wells gets the job done tonight, so Povich becomes irrelevant as far as the series.
GG's cheating off Ben's paper, but I expected no less.
Guy went 7-0.
We're going to get to Thursday night football. Seahawks taking on the Cardinals. Jackson Smith and Jigba goes over his big number, 84.5 receiving yards.
Sam Darnold loves throwing to him. I'm going to bounce back on this one, Bo.
Ben?
Jason likes it. I know that.
I'm playing it at 60.
You're playing
I'm
at
not
60.
Playing it
You're
at
playing
90.
At 60.
Let's keep it real.
I'm gonna fall back. I think he goes under. I think A.J. Barnett has a good day.
Trey McBride, his over-under in the Book of the Bone. 64.5 yards receiving.
Close.
Ben? he goes over that total.
I'm going to go under there as well. I think Seattle has a good defense against tight ends.
Yeah,
he's on your fantasy team.
Yeah, he is. But Kyler Murray is infuriating to watch. You know what?
Do it.
I'm going to fall back on that, and then I'm happy either way if he does well. So I'm going to fall back.
Sam Darnold throws for 2 touchdowns in this game, Ken.
That's a bounce back for me, Bone. Sam Darnold's been quietly, and you know I'm a Sam Darnold truther. He's been quietly pretty
the
good
last
for
couple
Seattle.
Weeks he's been good.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce back.
This is Sam Darnold's time of the year. Just wait a couple weeks. But I will bounce back as well. I think he throws 2.
Seahawks, they cover the 1.5 point spread, Ben.
Yeah, I want to give an early shout out to Wannabet. We're going to be talking about that probably tomorrow. I like the Seahawks.
I find the Cardinals to be a fraudulent franchise. They had like multiple opportunities to win last week and couldn't take advantage of it. And maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. can actually look the ball into his hands this week, but I like Seattle as well. Bounce back.
Seattle's beaten them 7 straight times.
And lastly, the over-under in this game, 43.5 points. Ken, it goes over.
Thursday nights are weird.
They're wacky.
They're weird, Bone. I'm going to fall back, Bone.
Ben?
Yeah, I lean the under here. I'll fall back as well.
He's copying off my paper. Good job, Ben. That was good.
Hey, swept 7 for 7. That was
impressive.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen Chase Brown
much.
Thing.
That doesn't happen much.
Yeah, Chase Brown, quite a line. Coming up next, as we get you ready for Week 4 in the National Football League, let's hear from Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers, the grizzled veteran quarterbacks in this division. It's Northern Exposure next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm a fan.
Like I said, I mean, today was a day completely filled with that type of thing. I mean, you could probably imagine, but you don't really know because you haven't experienced it. But when you're running out in the field after however many minutes of not putting a point on the board, it's hard, you know? It's hard. And you got to be able to keep a straight face and somehow keep it together. And, you know, we talked all week about playing complimentary football. And I don't think until you experience it, you truly understand, like, what that could possibly mean. But today, like, I feel like we, like, spoke it into existence today. And we came out of here with a win because of it.
There he is, Browns quarterback Joe Flacco, also the first man to ever curse on this program. The Browns' improbable win over Green Bay, and as a reward, they head to Detroit to take on the Lions this weekend.
Well, I mean, look, there was a big assist from special teams that had a lot to do with that game.
Andre Schmidt, special teams player of the week.
Well, and them blocking some stuff. Yeah. Like, it was – week three was crazy on a lot of levels, but I think we also need to be – you know, cognizant of the fact that this team is struggling. They're averaging 4.3 yards per play. I mean, I know it's early, and I know they've got this rookie running back, you know, who they feel pretty good about. But, like, they're scoring 15.3 offensive points per game.
That's not good.
I mean, the defense is great. I mean, the defense is allowing, like, 13, but, like, that math don't math.
If their offense was average,
oh, man,
they'd be in the mix.
Yeah. 4.3 yards per play.
That's scary bad. So and here's the thing, though. They've now, on back-to-back weeks, they slowed down the Ravens. They completely slowed down the Packers. This is a different challenge, though, with Detroit and the way they ran the football against the Ravens on Monday night.
Well, I think they're catching the Lions at a pretty good time.
Short week.
I don't think the Lions are going to be able to run 32 runs under center for 217 yards. I don't think that's happening against Schwartz's unit. Lions are going to be pretty beat up. That's still a physical game. I just think it's a dead under game. I think they can hold the Lions to 24 or less. I don't know that they're scoring more than 10 or 13. I'm not sure we get to 40.
With this Browns team, if they can get Quinshon Judkins going, and he had a solid game against Green Bay, they got to get the ground game going. You have to be good on third down and sustain drives and just be ball control offense. Don't screw it up. Don't turn the ball over. and you'll be in it. Ugly up the game. That's, you got to do exactly what you did against the Packers to win.
Steelers have won ugly. They won in New England this past weekend. They're headed to Ireland to take on the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Rodgers talks about the offense not being in rhythm.
Well, just our defense, honestly. I mean, there was urgency. I think, you know, it was one of those weird disjointed games. We had three possessions in the first half. We had a chance on the third possession to keep it going. We just, Pat and I weren't on the same page on the scramble drill. Then we sat on the bench for what seemed to be 20 or 30 minutes. So we just couldn't get into a rhythm at all. And then we came out second half. I made a terrible throw. Defense just kind of stood on their head all day. But, you know, I thought the first two drives were really good rhythm-wise, and we just couldn't find that rhythm in the second half.
We went over some of the numbers in bounce back, fall back. Aaron Rodgers did not have a big day throwing the ball. The Patriots seemed to move the ball up and down the field, and then they turned the ball over.
Yeah.
The Vikings coming off that big win against the Bengals. A backup quarterback, Carson Wentz. How you feeling about this game?
Never played in Dublin before. That's a first for regular season. If you study, though, what happens when they play in London, which is obviously same, you know, same.
International.
Yeah, I mean, it's Dublin and London are not far at all, so no. It's the same body clock.
Sure.
Those games tend to go under. They tend to be a little bit disjointed. They tend to have some slow starts. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here. It's one thing for Carson Wentz to come in out of mothballs and play a game, you know, all hopped up for the first time in a week. It's a little different to start going through the grind of what it feels like to be an NFL starting quarterback, which is a whole lot different work week than the backup. So,
am I hearing Steelers money line?
No, I lean to the under. Okay. I don't love a lot here. I like Jordan Mason, long rush, which you can get it over like 16.5. I do think the Steelers are vulnerable to explosive rushes. But I just think it's probably a typically sort of ugly field goal type game. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's going to push the ball downfield against Brian Flores' defense. I think Warren and Gainwell might each catch 7-8 balls.
Yeah, the Steelers offense stinks. They can't run the football at all. They average 2.8 yards per carry. 2.8 yards per carry. But what this Steelers offense does well is they make the most of their chances when they are in scoring position. They got the second best red zone offense in all of football. Now, is that going to hold up over an 18-week regular season? We shall see. But that has helped them win games, is when they get in the red zone, they punch it in.
Jason, curious to get your thoughts on Rodgers through three games. He's thrown for 586 yards, 7 touchdowns, 3 picks. Have you liked it? What do you think of Rodgers so far?
Between the 20s, it's really tough to watch. He needs to be as close as, if he can be anything close, within a country mile of the red zone Aaron Rodgers he was in his prime, then they're going to the playoffs. And, like, he's got a red zone interception already. It's on Freiermuth. It's not really on him. Like, if he could just finish some drives in the red zone, like, I think that the worst is over for the, like, I don't think the defense can be that bad all year. I don't think it is that bad. I think they can mess around and win 9 games, 10 games. I think what I thought at the beginning of the year, he's better than Russ was for them. They've got to run the ball better than they have, and they've got to tune some things up on defense. And if he can be along for the ride, he'll be along for the ride.
How concerned are you with their offensive line, though? Because Broderick Jones...
How about Ben? Not big Ben Roethlisberger, yeah, football. Ben, and you put it in the group chat. Was, yeah. Not a fan.
He was killing their left tackle.
He's getting eviscerated. I mean, look, the one thing we do know, though, is Rodgers is not going to try to play hero ball. He's not going to hold the ball too long. It's coming out. It's coming out hot. I mean, I'm sure Ben watches him play, and it reminds Ben of what Ben looked like as a 38-year-old. Is it really sustainable? No. Is it going to be enough to get him in the playoffs? I still think maybe.
You mentioned Russ, so I am curious to get your thoughts on the Giants making the decision to go to Jackson Dart before we step out.
I mean, the guys played in 2 straight games, and we're 0-3, and we got a home game, and we've won like 3 of our last 13 at home. So yeah, you better give the people what they want. I think Jackson Dart's gonna struggle.
I think he might struggle pretty mightily. I wouldn't get too caught up in what we saw in the preseason. He's facing a top three, top five defense in the NFL, and one that's particularly menacing in the first half of games. And so Giants have been a bit of a wreck. Can he run around and complete some deep balls to neighbors off script? I mean, I think the bar is set pretty low here.
Giants host the Chargers this Sunday. Chargers, man, do they look good. Ah, coming up next, all right, before we step out, two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6, 410-583-1057. You can win two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry October 12th at Pier 6. Also, you get a chance to talk to Beltway Ben, who went 7-0 in bounce back fallback recently, which is pretty damn impressive. But coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. Man, the Ravens back on the practice field. There's some guys missing. We'll tell you who they are. They've also brought some guys in. We'll tell you their names. And also, how concerned are we about the run game? A lot to get into.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Parade next. So our own Cordell Woodland out at One Winning Drive, where they fed the media today, at least according to an account that we think we know who runs. But alas, Ravens on the field, our own Cordell Woodland says not practicing. Kyle Van Noy, Nnamdi Madubuike, Patrick Ricard, Broderick Washington, Travis Jones, and Ronnie Stanley. So all of their defensive linemen, are their starting defensive linemen, or the guys that play a lot, were not on the field today, along with Ronnie Stanley.
Are both the defensive linemen they signed today going to be up at Arrowhead?
They could be. They were on the practice field today. Uh-huh. And to your point, if you're just tuning in, the Ravens signed nose tackle Josh Tupo, who has been on the practice squad in prior years, and Taven Bryan, former 2018 first-round pick of the Jaguars, to their practice
squad.
Like,
this isn't like a Saturday afternoon before the roster cutoff upgrade from the practice squad, right? This is happening as the work week starts.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a rainy day, maybe Holden's.
We know Nnamdi Madubuike is not playing in this game. And Travis Jones, he only played two snaps in the fourth quarter. So, and he was banged up all of last year, so he's far from a certainty. We don't know anything about Broderick Washington, but I know it's just Wednesday, but this is concerning.
Oh, I think these two are playing.
Yes.
In addition to
I don't mean like playing in case of glass, like emergency, last guys off the bench. No, I think they're going to be in some base packages.
Yeah. If I'm a betting man, obviously, as you said, Bone, Matabike is not playing. Travis Jones, I think, played two snaps in the fourth quarter. I think there's the likelihood that he's not playing. And so now you're going with Brent Urban and these two fellas.
Chiefs have 27 rushes all season under center. They might have 27 rushes under center in this game. With the state of their passing game, I just don't. I mean,
you want to throw four-yard outs to Hollywood Brown?
Well, they're going
to
be able to do that too, and they'll do it right in the middle of the field, right in front of Roquan Smith.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know why they would not just lean into that.
Even if Travis Jones and Broderick Washington play, they're going to run the ball under center because they got over 200 yards between the tackles. The Lions did on Monday night. 200 yards between the tackles.
It's a very alarming piece of business. Another alarming piece of business is the Ravens running game the last couple weeks, and we saw they couldn't run against Cleveland. We said, okay, well, Myles Garrett blew the game up. That's a one-off. But then against Detroit, got off to a nice start. They scored on the long touchdown run from Derrick Henry. After that, it was there was nothing available. The line, I think, stinks, and Derrick Henry has now fumbled in three straight games.
Well, I mean, again, like the whole thing with the line, like I don't know. It's the same guys without the 300-pound fullback.
Yeah. Well, they're not playing as well. And maybe the 300-pound fullback's important.
I mean, he is important, but, I mean, they've paid the running back twice.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here a year. They paid him twice.
Yeah.
So, he's supposed to be special.
Yeah.
We'll see how special he is without everything being super special around him. I think they got big problems, and I think they're going to be playing from behind more than they're used to, which is going to take the superstar running back off the field. I also think to sustain drives, they're going to have to lean into having a running back on the field who could actually turn a screen pass into something, who you trust in pass protection, and who can shed and catch a football. And I think if they're going to have to use the backup fullback, and if they want to stick with heavy stuff with Kohler, who's not much of a pass catcher, and Henry on the field, and then you want to try to win with Andrews and Zay versus six defenders in coverage, or you try to win with Likely and Andrews and Zay against six. It's not gonna work. I think they need to be a team that does what most teams in the modern NFL do when they're in a situation where the run game isn't super special unless the quarterback's heavily involved in it, and in which they don't trust one half of their offensive line, and that is the quick passing game. And that, to me, just screams Justice Hill, not Derrick Henry, the end of his career. That's just me. I think they're going to throw more on early downs, and I think they're going to throw more on the early downs when you force a linebacker or somebody to respect the wheel route, to respect whatever that running back is showing as a potential pass catcher.
This isn't a must-win game in Week 4, but it's a game you better have, because falling to 1-3 would be very detrimental for this football team. And given the import of that, I want to see Lamar Jackson run the football this week. And he's got 15 carries through the first three games, and September's always the month of the season in which he runs the least when you look at his career splits. This is a game you got to have any which way. And I think Lamar Jackson needs to activate his legs on Sunday.
I'd like to see it. That's for damn sure. I for one, and I'll admit it later, I'm not convinced yet that Derrick Henry's done. But
I'm not saying he's done, but I'm saying they better be real. They better be cognizant of what can help sustain the offense more than what. And in a game that might be kind of sort of do or die as much as any September game is do or die,
yeah,
down, distant scenario, if Derrick Henry's not winning for them on first down, they might need to get somebody else on the field who can.
It's just the consistency. You look at it as a whole and you see, oh my gosh, 5.9 yards per carry. He's got the fifth most rushing yards over expected, the six carries of 10-plus yards. But it's he broke off the 28-yard touchdown run and then had nothing after that point. And that was, of course, early on in that football game where it's just the lack of consistency week two and week three. You got to get it back on track this week.
Jason, I am curious, and we did touch on this a little bit yesterday, but what do you think of Roger Rosengarten so far?
Not good.
Like no, he was a guy. Good. He was a guy a year ago. They were like, "Wow, this kid's well, is playing part of some it, good football."
Who he's playing with now? I mean, I don't know. You know, like is it, how much do they miss Patrick McCary? I mean, I think pretty significantly. And no McCary and no Ricard, right? Because that's basically what we're looking at now versus yeah. last season. That's well, a pretty big deal.
But he was playing next to Fa'alele last year.
Yeah. I mean, I look, they have Myles Garrett and Hutchinson, even though he's not 100%. They're not. Not everybody has those guys.
Hey, the Chiefs have a guy.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
No, I think the right side of their offensive line has not been good. There's no real other way to couch it. I'm sure those guys are taking some heat in that building this week. But Steve Spagnuolo is no slouch.
No.
And Andy Reid is no slouch. And when those two compare notes and, you know, well, Andy, what do you think I could do here? What do you think they want to do to protect these two? Right. And then what do you mm-hmm. think I can do to counter that? That's a lot of brain power you're up against.
Well, and that dude that Ken's talking about, Chris Jones, kind of wrecked that game in the season opener last year. He had that strip sack.
I'm just
going to
say this about
Lamar Jackson.
Chris Jones. He has not been Chris Jones since probably this middle of last season, and he's definitely not been Chris Jones to this point this season. Like, Bradley Bozeman, we all know. We know Bradley Bozeman inside yeah. and out. He couldn't get after Bradley Bozeman. Now, you want to tell me that's because it was in Brazil or whatever? Like, I'm just telling you. If he goes off, I don't want to hear about how great Chris Jones is. If he goes off, these guys are really bad.
Maybe Chris Jones just took him a little while to get going. He is Chris Jones until he's not.
He wasn't Chris Jones in the playoffs last year. Yeah. Like he's looked like he's run out of steam for a while. So just bear in mind the interior of the Chargers offensive line, even they wouldn't sit there and say that's the strength of our football team. They held Chris Jones in check.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time, TMI with T-I-M. What you got?
There's great luck, and then there's this guy that lives in Massachusetts. He played the lottery last week and won $10,000, and then this week he won $1 million. Does anyone have any luck? 410-583-1057. It doesn't have to just be the lottery per se, but do you win a ton of raffles? Do you win a bingo or whatever? What's your crazy luck story? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with T-I-M, and the floor is yours.
What is the luckiest experience you have ever had? 410-583-1057. It could be lottery. It could be winning a raffle. It could be, I don't know, finding money on the ground. It could just be right place, right time. 410-583.
That's easy.
1057. I am asking this question because unnamed Connecticut man is the luckiest person on the planet. So he went to a gas station last week. And purchased a lottery ticket, won $10,000. And you guys know me. I would do pretty much anything for $10,000.
Oh, you taught us into the cup of water.
Recalibrate what you
would
do for $10,000.
I would do pretty much anything for $10,000.
Yeah.
This guy just won in a lottery. Then this week, went to the same gas station and won $1 million. From a lottery ticket. So $10,000 last week, $1 million this week. That's
already shady that you would think there's anything like, oh, I'm going to go back there and do better than the $10,000 I already got.
Like how, like the same place and that kind of crazy amount. We're not talking $10, $10,000 and $1 million. I really don't have a ton of crazy lucky stories for myself. I remember walking as a kid on the railroad tracks to go to a Ravens game. And I think me and my dad, we found like $150 on the ground. That was just nice. Like random, right by the railroad track. There was one lucky experience of this one guy. I was buying Orioles tickets at the gate, and some dude was saying, hey, you know, trying to scalp him, got a pair for $50. I didn't hear pair, and I was like, I don't feel like spending $50. But then this guy was like, no, just $25, because the friends we were going with, they got sick.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like right behind home plate. It was a Orioles-Mets game that I went to with my buddy, and I was like, that was pretty lucky. That was pretty awesome. My aunt is the luckiest person that I know, though, where she, like, bingo, raffles, just crazy contests. Like, she wins constantly. It's like a thing within our family. Do you guys have anything?
Oh, for me, it's simple. It's the day I met.
Yeah, the day I met Margie.
Lauren Jane Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Man, you guys are simps.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Besides that, I'm not lucky.
My brother's super lucky.
Okay, three kids.
How did you meet her?
Three kids. Three dogs. Those are the greatest things that came into my life.
How'd you guys meet?
Chloe was at NDP, and my dad was cutting somebody's hair, one of his regulars.
Lauren was
had
at
a
NDP.
Daughter at NDP.
Yeah, Lauren was at NDP.
Right, we didn't have Chloe yet.
Yeah. What am I talking about? Throwing off there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, one of my dad. So my dad was a barber. One of his customers had a daughter who was at NDP, and Lauren was teaching at NDP. And the person who ran, like, they had a newspaper that like won all these awards all the time, and that guy had retired, and so they made Lauren, who was an English teacher, take over the newspaper. And so one of her students' dads, my dad, cut their hair, and I was working at the Washington Post. And so this guy told his daughter, like, hey, I have one of my friend's son is a professional journalist. Maybe you could talk to teacher, like, nice. If she's looking for somebody to come in and talk to the class.
That's lucky.
And then it turned out she was living right around the corner from me in Canton. And you know how it is. Like, we got, like, one day there was, like, a little bit of sleet. Like, every time I was supposed to talk to her class, it kept getting pushed back because there was, like, a threat.
I need to stop you and acknowledge the fact that he does not know how it is.
Okay. But, like, so, we'd have it set up. I'm supposed to talk to her class. And then, like, she'd call me in the morning and be like, hey, we're going in 2 hours late. I'm like, there's nothing even happening out there. It's like, so there's no newspaper. You know what I mean? Like, the electives would get, like... But then it looked we had almost identical numbers. This is like back in the call. Everybody had star 69 caller ID.
Yeah.
So I was at one point, it was finally like, where do you, like, I'm in Canton. Where do you live? Like, I'm on Montford. Oh, she was like literally right around the corner. So then we just kind of started hanging out before I even went and talked to the class.
Wow. That's very lucky.
That's pretty lucky.
That's a great story.
That is a great story. That's very, very lucky.
And then Chloe ended up going to NDP. So.
Yes.
There's the Chloe tie.
Yes.
There. Yes. Well, you guys met
on Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle, yes. Farmers only, I thought. Yeah, but close.
Yeah, but it all worked out.
Yes, it did.
Things are still going strong.
Were on Christian Mingle?
No.
Come on, dude.
No.
But, like, with his preferences, I wouldn't have been shocked. Yeah, but, like, that would have been...
That is a fair point.
Right?
That's a fair point.
Because you've led with that for years.
It's more of my non-preferences than my preferences. But, yes, to your point, yeah, I get why you said that.
410-583-1057.
I thought for a minute. I'm like, wait, Nick, that could actually be
Nick,
true.
Nick is in Rising Sun. Nick, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Similar story to what made this a topic. My wife's grandmother went to a local store in on the Maryland PA line, right in Lancaster, Peterson store. In 2017, she won $100,000.
Wow.
Bought a truck, all that kind of stuff. Went back a year later, and she got to the point where she would just scratch the barcodes and hit for $1 million.
She won $1 million?
Store. Yep, she won $1 million. You can look it up online. Wakefield women or a woman wins $1 million, and it's all in the paper.
That is amazing. Wow.
Good for her.
That's awesome. Off, and then vacations, redid the house, and that was that.
She wasn't one of those people that spent it all, though, is she?
Oh, boy. They have a rather large deck, if you could picture this. And I peeked out the back window one time, and she had a whole roll stretched across the railing.
Oh, my gosh.
So she had an issue at one point, but I can't say she's in the hole.
Okay.
She definitely won big.
Yeah.
No, you've heard that there's call, these Nick. Stories.
Yeah,
if you
go
oh, no.
It
people that win a bunch of money, and then they're
curse,
in debt.
A blessing, then a curse.
Well, let's grab one more. Dion is in Joppa Town. Dion, you're on the fan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
listen, I don't know if I could be this lucky, but 25 years ago, they hired me. Not hired me. I've done any of my time, but I drove Cal Ripken around Camden Yards when he retired in my 1961 Corvette.
No way!
Wow,
that's awesome. Now,
well, that doesn't put the crown. The crown on it is that now when he did his 2131, they called me up and said, "Look, you still got that car?" Just 25 years later.
No kidding.
I said, sure do. I said, and they said, "Well, we want you to take him around our 2131." How do you like that for?
That's awesome.
That is an awesome story.
That's great, no, man.
Thank you for the call, Dion.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great segue. Because coming up next, Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. We will ask him if he knows that, and we'll ask him about the Orioles. Obviously, Ryan joins us next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.